From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter arrived in Iraq Saturday to meet with coalition commanders to review and assess the operation to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. Carter's unannounced visit to Baghdad comes after an American soldier was killed in the region a few days ago. The defense secretary is also scheduled to meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. They are likely to discuss Baghdad's reluctance to include Turkish forces in the Mosul operation. Turkey wants to have a larger role in the battle for Iraq's second city, which has been under Islamic State control for more than 2 years. But the Iraqi government is opposed to Turkish military involvement in Mosul.
Anything that the counter-ISIL coalition does in Iraq will have to be with the approval of the government of Iraq. That's a principle that we in Turkey share, the integrity of the Iraqi state. But I'm confident that we can work things out and that there are things that would be very productive for Turkey to do. And we just need to work through those practicalities.
The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday blames President Bashar al-Assad's government for using several barrel bombs containing chlorine gas dropped by military helicopters. A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea to counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation. China condemned the action late Friday, calling it a provocation and a gravely illegal act. This is VOA News. Faced with disappointing polling numbers in less than 3 weeks to bridge the gap, Donald Trump on Friday stayed upbeat as he campaigned in two key battleground states.
Either we win this election or we lose the country. And believe me, this is the last time we are going to have a chance to win. This is it, folks. This is it.
Trump highlighted three recent polls showing him ahead of his rival, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, who campaigned Friday in the hotly contested state of Ohio. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is walking back from a statement made this week in China that he planned to break ties from the United States. On Saturday, Duterte said that severing ties with the U.S. would not be in the best interest of his people.
It's not severance of ties. When you say severance of ties, you cut the diplomatic relations. I cannot do that. Why? It's to the best interest of my country that we maintain that relationship. Why? Because there are many Filipinos in the United States of, well, Americans of Filipino ancestry.
Duterte said the separation from the U.S. meant a departure from a foreign policy. The Filipino leader said until he became president, his country always followed what the United States said. 11 hours after a cyber attack first hit the United States Friday, the internet company DEN said the issue had been resolved. Those disruptions began in the United States, then spread into other parts of Western Europe, and caused an internet outage that affected several popular websites, including the social network Twitter. The U.S. government is investigating who's responsible for that cyber attack. The Russian national man accused by American officials of hijacking U.S. targets and arrested earlier this month in the Czech capital was indicted by a federal grand jury in the U.S. state of California. On an October 5th official Prague page, it noted that he remains in custody and is awaiting an extradition hearing. The Russian embassy in Prague is said to be working with Czech authorities to prevent his extradition to the United States. The Iraqi army says the 9th Division has pushed into a town southeast of the Islamic State-held city of Mosul and raised the Iraqi flag over a government compound in the town center. The army claimed to have taken the town of Humdaniya on Saturday, but was likely still facing pockets of resistance in and around the town. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.